right, cool. What are you doing this time?
Hey Gary, don't mind the clove cigarette smell or the fact that we are at a Denny's, but I was getting real nostalgic going through my own things, and I pulled out my tarot cards.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, tarot. I remember these bad boys. Yeah, the bad boys of Oracle decks.
The cups, the wands, the scepters. As for doubloons, I mostly appreciate these for the art than anything else. I like a good novelty tarot deck, right? I don't believe in divination or whatever, but it was always fun. When somebody, gonna be honest here, in my theater group. The theater kids, a lot of palmistry going on, a lot of tarot coming out. I just BSing yeah. each other, but I got this right here, and you can do so much with apps now and nowadays. What I will do is we will randomize this. I will lay out a cross for us here. And and then we will scan it with the phone, and it will let us know what game we are doing. What do the cards hold for us?
Yeah, been a minute. Yeah. Does it want a classic Celtic cross tarot spread?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me
draw here.
So, all right. So here we have the tower. It is upright.
Okay.
It is. I believe that this is. Getting on my deck about finishing on Radio Free Midworld. Here we have death. It's upside down. All right.
Yeah. Also confused. Bad, if I recall.
Okay. Here is the fool. Right side up. Okay.
Not so bad.
Okay. Six of cups. I have no idea. I've never been able to figure
probably
out.
Good.
Yeah.
Cups are good. Usually.
All right. The Hierophant, it is upright. Okay.
Good.
Yeah. Wisdom. And then we'll just do these other ones because I forget the other major arcana.
I got the Wheel of Fortune. I figured that's the one you're going for.
Maybe.
This one?
No, given just not the Wheel of Fortune. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, just a Wheel of Fortune game. Good God.
Be Still My Heart.
Yeah, I would
say whatever you want. Pat, say marry me.
I'd like to buy a vowel. That's what you want to do. Ease'll help you. Yeah. So I'm just gonna scan this. I'm gonna put it into game computer mode. We're going to see here, and it's telling us Chaos Legion.
Nope.
Shit.
I reject.
Nope. My body rejected this. My computer rejected this.
We're going to do something different instead. I mean, that's not true, but also fuck this shit. Flip the table. I'm going to turn the 4th of July into the 4th of shit.
Yep.
This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And welcome to After Suffering, where we have built a home from repurposed ET cartridges.
Stinky. This week we are talking about a PS2 game called Chaos Legion. This is a backer demand. This is from Joel. Thank you, Joel, for backing us. Yeah. Joel says the anime intro to this was enough to get 12-year-old me to buy this game, but not enough for me to stick around past the 4th stage. It's pretty boring.
I hate this.
I'm going to get in before this. This is somebody's favorite game out there. There's
a lot of people.
What? Yeah, but the reviews for this are unfucking acceptable.
Just 100, like lots of nines and tens.
Yeah, so I mean, we're running into a situation like when I used Kirby Air. No, when I used the Kid Icarus Uprising as a punchline, and people were like, "No, but I actually love that game." And it's like, okay, whatever. It doesn't make my joke less funny.
So what? Like, yeah. Here, I'm gonna throw something out for you.
Yeah.
If you dislike something, yeah. it's not necessarily a virtue to be like, what if I did like it?
Nope. No, I'm not.
You know,
I am not hopping on and saying, well, that tweet made me like it now. It's just like, oh, I guess you have an argument.
I can't say this is bad because maybe it's somebody's favorite.
No, I definitely am not. I guess I want to get ahead of that. Like, I understand that this presses a lot of buttons for particular kinds of people. I just don't want to be added. Like, I get it. This is really bad aesthetically and mechanically. This does not, this presses anti-buttons for me.
Yeah. Under no circumstances at me.
Yeah.
About it. And also I hated this. Yeah. Like, I get to hate it. I played it. Uh-huh. I get to hate it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not taking anything away from you. I bang that drum every once in a while, but it feels like I have to tap the sign again.
Yeah.
You know, let people hate things as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's not hurting you.
So I just wanted to acknowledge that. So what this is, the play on this, you drew a really good comparison. This is like a combination Devil May Cry and Musou game. You know, Dynasty Warriors, etc. So it's lots of Tappa Tappa and maximizing combos and stuff, but like it just mostly is cutting through a bunch of chaff enemies while you fight targets and clear combat arenas. It is exceedingly boring.
It's and I, you know, to be fair, right? Like, I understand that the Musou games have big fandoms. I think those games are also really boring. I've tried to play them with different skins that I'm more interested in than like Nobunaga's, you know, zone. Mm-hmm. But the play is just too bland to me.
Yeah. Like,
I'm just not that excited by Legions of Enemies.
I'm not that excited by Legions of Enemies. Like those, when it gets to like the meta game where it's like whole battles that are being that are being modeled and swayed and you're taking hills and stuff like that. Like I can see the appeal of that, even if I don't feel it myself. This it's Devil May Cry. Like, but it's Devil May Cry without any of the stylish stuff. Instead, what you have are like summons who are brought in, you know, to kind of like fight alongside you. And that's about it. So you do basic ass combos that are not stylish at all, really, alongside these summons.
And against just endless, endless, endless legions of bland robots.
Mm-hmm.
Just the shittiest, blandest.
So many of those spider bots. Yeah.
Yeah, like from Turtles. Mm-hmm. The beginning of it is nonsense. You get like a 3-minute cutscene that I think people who really enjoy like nonsense anime,
mm-hmm.
you know, who are just like, oh, this is doesn't make any sense. It's great. will probably really dig it.
Yeah, yeah.
it was really frustrating to me, and it was had none of the kind of like the humor, you know, that Devil May Cry might like. Devil May Cry.
Yeah.
Not the biggest Devil May Cry fan or anything. Like, I like that game okay. But it's I get that it's at least, you know, going for a tone that is capable of humor.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this just doesn't feel, I just don't get it. I don't know, man. Part of it's the mood. I haven't been sleeping because a car hit my house 3 a.m. in the morning.
We're going to talk about week, that. But yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm probably going to, you know, this is the episode where I'm going to pull some of that ripcord on that. But like, I was just getting so frustrated by it. Like, it was, you know, things that being mad about video games, not dignified. I get it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's like, hi, this guy's name is Sig Warheit.
Yeah.
Which is so, German for victory truth.
Uh huh.
Yeah. That's stupid. And I hate
and,
it.
And you're, and you're fighting Victor Delacroix, which is French for champion of the
champion
cross. Yeah, yeah. So that is one thing about the intro and about the characters and stuff like that. The synthesis of like an Japanese or Eastern eye on explicitly Western kind of stuff can make cool things. It gives us my two favorite series, Dark Souls and Silent Hill, right?
Yeah.
You know, but one being a Japanese interpretation of D&D, the other being a Japanese interpretation of Western horror and Stephen King stuff. Big thumbs up. Right. But then you get stuff where it's like another cool thing that you get is like a Japanese take on religion where you get cool, you know, biblically accurate angels in like Shin Megami Tensei, right? Like that's cool. That's cool and good too. Then you get this where it's like, let's have it be really just gratuitous. Okay, we're going to have a guy of like deal with a German name and a French name and a Lithuanian name, and it's gonna be all about this. Like, that's how you get Shadowheart's Covenant, where one of the people you play as early on is walking around with an iron cross on, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fine.
And like,
you know, it, you know, not fine, but the idea, it reminds me of like when visual novels are all named with like lots of weird punctuation.
Yeah.
You know, it's
yeah.
like the premier place for semicolons. And when I've had that explained to me, it's just like, oh, the Japanese think semicolon, like punctuation is cool.
It's just stylish. You know, and like yeah. the Western version of that, like, you know, you just consider that to be a revenge for any number of, you know, Japanese symbol, tattoos, where it's simple for water and purity, you know, or like, yeah. you know, whenever the, you know, there's been like Japanophilia. So like you got a character name like Johnny Wakizashi or William Katana or something like that, yeah. you know? Yeah.
And for the record, I think all that shit sucks either, yep. either going either way.
Right,
I'm not yeah. defending, you know, Johnny Katana in mm-hmm. the face of Stein underscore,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
semicolon plus, you know, power princess mm-hmm. ass prison.
Princess Ass Prison has just the characterizations on that, and the way that it respects your choices, so many good routes in that. I think it really,
yeah.
I really think that after about 50 hours, you would start enjoying Power Princess Ass Prison.
Yeah, Pussy Prison, Ass Girls. If you really get into it, it's the exemplar
yeah.
of the genre.
Yeah, it is a perfect kind of like retelling of the Franco-Prussian War.
Yeah, I don't play it because it makes me horny. No. That just a purely a side. The fact that they're all naked is purely a side. And to me,
the thing is in the visual novel space, if there is somebody playing a rogue, I have not actually seen a lot of people disclaiming that. People who are into it for horny, they're open about it being for hornicules. Yeah.
Well, the hornicules just kind of permeate all the stuff, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so it's this weird thing where it's like, I'm here for the time travel, but mm-hmm. you're going to get some nip slips.
Yeah.
Because it's like the government allowed amount of rat feces that you're going to have in your hot dog.
Yeah.
You know?
But, you know, this is all like Western interest. The other thing about the opening, the opening is some of the characters just inexplicably have Tennessee accents.
The voice acting is really out there.
Like, why do these people who are like high ups in these Gothic European churches have Southern drawls?
Yeah. I got no clue.
Also, you are trying to, I didn't realize this until I looked at this in the Wikipedia. You're chasing down Victor Delacroix, who, is kind of a fallen angel who has left the church, betrayed everybody, but stole the forbidden book, the Apocrypha of Ezark, which is crazy spelled backwards.
Yeah. You don't have to be Ezark to read this Apocrypha, but it helps.
But it plays.
Yeah, but it plays. Fucking A, man. Yeah. And it would be fine if this were, you know what, this reminded me a little bit of like doing a Bullet Witch.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
where it's like that kind of same like big empty PS2 zones, repetitive mm-hmm. gameplay that like is somebody's favorite. Like, this is more liked.
Yes.
You know, than Bullet Witch. But like, man, this just was just like, man, this shit sucks. It doesn't have to be a seller's market when it comes to video games. Like, you can be more choosy than this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's really well loved in a way that also doubles down on the annoyance. My favorite review of this, slash Leaf's favorite, is that you call it repetitive. I call it genius.
I like that this food is burned.
Yeah, no, it's not. So whoever says Chaos Legion is a ripoff of Devil May Cry or is even related to Devil May Cry is an absolute idiot. That was the first line of the review.
So it's made by the same company. Like, they... Okay, continue.
Sure, they're both made by Capcom, and sure, they both feature a sword-wielding male lead who slashes through countless foes in Gothic environments. That's basically where the similarities end. The Zelda games also have a male character whose weapon preference is a sword, but you see people saying Devil May Cry is a ripoff of Zelda? No! So here's the thing, though, right? Is it talks about... Then it talks about Devil May Cry, and like, oh, it's good, like you gain experience, lots of strategy, and it says Chaos Legion on the other hand requires you to mash the square button over and over and over and over again. Yeah. Like, you're saying this is a 9 out of 10. You're saying this is genius.
Uh-huh.
What's fucking wrong with you?
Chaos Legion is by far the best hack and slash out there. The game is not Devil May Cry and is far more similar to the Dynasty Warrior franchise. Blah, blah, blah.
It is. It's worse than the Dinosaur. Dinosaur.
Oh, Dinosaur Warrior. Dinosaur there Warriors. We go. Yeah.
I wish. God, I need a detox after this. Like, this it was upsetting to me.
Yeah. So earlier when I said my computer rejected this, it also, like, it just intermittently ran at half speed when there was more than, like, five enemies on. That could be the product of emulation. I doubt that that is a thing that was, you know, I don't want to hold that against it, but it was, it put a damper on things. I didn't get through as much of this as I otherwise would to do a good faith effort for it.
Yeah. The reviews don't mention that. And when they would have, the reviews are all about how tedious it is.
Yeah.
Edge Magazine, test neither your reactions or your brain enough to hold your interest.
Yeah.
The boring, repetitive thing as virtuous is something I would love to kill in games.
Yes, please.
I just, you know, I understand they have an audience, but it's like, man, does that drive me nuts? I guess when I say kill, I wish I never had to engage with it.
Yeah, yeah. Because us being activity cucks. Yeah.
I love to do that.
I like when things happen.
Yeah. You know, just mowing down endless enemies that are exactly the same. You know, call me crazy. It just doesn't seem that engaging.
Yeah. It's ridiculous that there are 10 heart reviews on this or whatever. No good. No way.
Really, really well loved.
Yeah.
For some reason. And these were all like, the reviews are all contemporaneous with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the early 2000s, mm-hmm. you know, you don't have tons to go with, right? Like the standards were lower.
The comparison to Devil May Cry is like far more immediate as well. Cause this came out like a year after that. So, like, it's okay, you know, there are like three of these, is it fair to say that one is an exact copy of another? Whereas now there's, you know, it clearly falls into the same genre or into the same family. Yeah. Something that I love. Oh, good.
Or I was going to say, it also was when Dynasty Warrior games were more. You know, I remember the first Dynasty Warrior game I played, like I got it and played it, and it didn't light my world on fire. I didn't keep going with it, but I was like, this is fine.
Yeah.
You know, the novelty of just, there's a bunch of dudes to sweep my spear through is fine. You know? So I can understand this being, you know, casting a better shadow, a stronger shadow.
Yeah.
At the time.
Something that I love, is, on the PC, message board. So we have somebody who posted, somebody named Visual Soul who posted a very high score saying, hey, can anybody beat this? Then we have Pharmacept who comes in and is ready to show that the whole system is corrupt. Hi there, to Visual Soul. Your first topic archived, in 2008, your first topic archived in 2008, 815 min experience, and second one at 2010, 820 min experience. Did you play the game 2 years at a row, or you just goes two playthroughs 2 years later? And parentheses, just interesting. P.S. Well, I'm at 8 level right now, and the first time I played this game was 4 years ago, so I don't remember, but probably I wasn't hit that much experience. So a challenge, if it's even for real. P.P.S. Do some kind of proof, please. That would be more interesting. He's saying, hey, I don't think that you got the score. Yeah, put up or shut up. Like, you're just coming in here like years later and saying, hey, you big phony.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah.
You posted your scores yet did not post proof? Fascinating. Fucking the Ben Shapiro of the Chaos Legion set. It's more of the Chaos Dragon set.
Oh.
Those fucking
morons. good deep
Jordan Peterson, yeah. The feminine dragon of chaos. I'm so angry. What happened? We've been recording for a long time.
We have.
I've never been more mad in my life.
So here's the thing, Gary. Here's what happened, and I need to be more canny about the way that I make the schedule. We've been recording for a long time for crunching because we got a clear week, whatever. But we've recorded for a long time about three things that we dislike in a row. We did the Bonfireside Chat, cleaning up Morbid, the Seven Sins. We did the Orb about Dr. Quim, Medicine Woman. And yeah. now we're doing this. So
just piggies at the fucking slop pile.
Yeah.
Just snarfing down hog piss at the hog piss snarfing contest. And I'm the worst pig of them all. Like it's and you know, also I have not been sleeping because a car at 3 a.m. crashed into my house.
My plan was my plan for this, and I didn't do it because it would have been insensitive. I would have said, Gary, I've got a character that I'm playing. Okay, pretend you're asleep. Beep beep honk. Vroom, vroom.
It's me, Blue Lives Matter.
So tell the story. Obviously you're okay, Pocket's okay. That's what everybody is fine. Needs to know.
Everything is fine. That's the important part. And we talked about this a little bit on the most recent dispatch.
Yeah.
But so I was having a hard time sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important to my mood because I took some ZQL.
Yes.
I always have a hard time sleeping. That's not the new part, but it was unusually a hard time sleeping.
Yeah.
Took some ZQL about 45 minutes into my ZQL sleep.
Mm-hmm. Which is of the best sleep. I mean, there's no bottom to ZQL sleep.
No. It's very good. Like if your body hasn't developed a tolerance to it, I need to detox for a little bit from it because I'm like just bouncing between sleep aids because I haven't been sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
Going through some personal stuff even before a car in the middle of nowhere crashed into my house.
Yeah. I don't want people to triangulate. I've seen the picture of it like hitting what appeared to be the side of the house. This was not a room that you were in. This is not even a room that there was any like stuff in, right?
Yeah. So this is an empty room.
Okay.
At this point, it's just storage at this point because I'm moving.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear the screech, you know, like, and then I hear a crash, and then the house shakes, and I hear like a way louder crash.
Oh.
Like an earthquake.
Okay.
And I'm like, I wake up and I'm disoriented. I have something with the unlikely name of exploding head syndrome.
No,
which I think we've talked about before.
Well, yeah, we've talked about it, but it's less cool than it seems. I have also had that intermittently off and on. It's just, you know, occasionally a sound will come through as very, very loud and wake you up, whether or not that sound actually happened. Sound. Yeah.
Like you hallucinate it. Like you'll start and hear a sound, but there's no sound. Mm-hmm. And it's like when you're going to sleep.
Yeah.
I get this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I get up. I'm like, oh, somebody got into an accident outside the house, like on the corner. I didn't think they hit.
You're half right.
Hit the house. Yeah, I didn't think they hit the house because that seems very unlikely.
Yeah.
And I poke my head out the window. I see the blinker is on the yard. You don't see exactly what's happened.
Right.
So I get the phone and I call 911, making me a class traitor immediately.
But I mean, so if there's anything,
no, I know, I'm joking. Well, I'm straw manning somebody like a Jacobin subscriber to yell at me about that. but I call 911 and I hear people arguing outside. I hear a woman scream, like not in like a hurt way, but in a drunk way.
Okay.
Then why don't you just fucking help me then?
Okay.
And I will be honest at this point. I was scared of this.
Yeah.
I didn't want to go out and have, you know, like I have some shame about it because I feel like the ideal thing to do would have been to leap into like help mode.
Yeah.
Like somebody is hurt, but I was so out of it and disoriented that all I could really feel at this point was fear.
You immediately walked out into belligerent. I don't blame you at all for being scared. First off, it's not your fucking job to be a hero. You called 911, you know, for like one of the reasons, like one of like four reasons where it's okay to do that.
I need someone to come kill my dog. I called.
So you walk out and then like this conflict could escalate. What if one of them has a gun and shoots the other person for sideswiping them or something? Like
they're probably drunk, you know. Yeah. Like there's stuff going on, and so I don't go out right away because I'm waiting on 911. 911 took a long time,
of course,
which, you know, it is a joke in my town, like according to MWA. And by the time I get through, I say like, hey, there's an accident. They're asking questions and I put on my glasses. I put on my robe. I sleep in the nude, which also made this take longer and be more disorienting. Yeah. I didn't want to like run out naked and be like, where's the party? They're the streak. You know? they ask me questions. I come out at this point. I see the two cars and there are some looky-loos, no officials out.
Yeah, yeah. Just neighborhood people who heard some fucking otherworldly shit happening. Yeah.
Yeah. And came out. I made it out a little bit, you know, after they had been there. But the people who drove the car had already left. Mm-hmm. I drove both cars. So there is a white Jeep, brand new. So it has like dealer stickers, not a plate.
Okay.
With at least three Punisher Skull logo yeah. stickers on it. Uh-huh. Like before I get plates, I need to slap this bad boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
With Punisher branding.
It's the important thing to put on the back of your car. Yeah.
And it's on its side. Like almost like it was driving on my house, like the spider buggy, like the wheels are touching the house. One of the wheels, which busted through the wall. Yeah, through that. There's another car which is off in the street that it hit a pole mm-hmm. that is smashed, door open, blinkers on.
Right. Was there
nobody
was,
about?
It was hard to tell by the pictures. Was there evidence of a collision that took place, or was this like both of them swerved and one hit a pole and then the other one flipped?
It was hard to tell.
Yeah.
Like even in the moment, it was pretty hard to tell what they hit.
I'm also phrasing this because I'm the son of a highway patrolman, so I talk about collisions and angles and stuff like that because that's how I fucking grew up. So apologies.
Yeah. No, it's okay. The later when the cops came, who presumably were also the sons of highway patrolmen, they said that the so I think that what happened was the smaller car hit the pole and the bigger car hit the curb and went airborne.
Yeah.
Hitting the curb at like had to be like I live in a pretty small residential neighborhood.
Right.
There's not a stretch of street that you could really get up to speed on this if you're
observing stop signs, if you're observing posted signs.
Yeah. Many stop signs. Right. Like you would have to get up to that speed, you would have to blow like three or four stop signs.
Yeah. Like this is a like 2535 neighborhood, right?
Yeah, 100%. With multiple greenways where you're not supposed to drive unless you live there.
Right.
Like it is really, really residential. So I'm talking, you know, to people, the cops show up, and I talk to them like, hey, did you call?
Where are the drivers at this point?
They left. We don't know. And I still don't know. They like jumped out of their car and took off.
That is so fucking weird. So it was a literal
crazy?
Hit. It's a literal hit and run. They just abandoned the vehicle.
They hit and run, but they hit the house and ran. Like hit and run. You usually think it's like, you know, a person, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was really, really weird. Nobody is out there by the time I got out there. And it was like, I mean, I don't know how long it was before I like oriented myself, put on clothes and got through to 911.
Right.
Maybe 2 minutes.
Sub five. Yeah.
Yeah. Like they jetted.
Yeah.
Like they got out of there.
It was a hidden sprint.
Yeah. Yeah. Like they wanted out. Apparently somebody had called 911 about a disturbance before this, like people arguing, but didn't mention the accident. So when I went outside, the police officer said like, hey, did you call both times? I was like, no, I called the second time.
Yeah, separate incidences.
And the, so they show up, they're trying to figure it out. Fire department shows up to make sure that no, utilities.
Had
been damaged, you know, like make sure the house wasn't going to blow up or collapse or whatever.
Yeah, because if they hit the gas line as it goes into the side of the house, yeah, that would suck.
Yeah. I mean, you know, this could be a very different conversation right now.
Yeah.
Paramedics show up, even though there was nobody there, you know, for that. Like, they ask me if I'm hurt and all that jazz.
Yeah, yeah. Because car, and emphasizes enough, ran into your house at 3 a.m. Yeah.
Yeah, at incredibly high speeds, enough to bust through the wall. Right. So the, you know, I talked to everybody and then I get to, they're like, hey, you know, we're going to take down your information, you know, and they asked me what I found out, which I knew not like almost nothing. Mm-hmm. Another person who was there said he saw, one of the girls who was driving run away and they found her shoe, which is still fucking there, man.
What?
So there's a Cinderella story about if I want to have a bad Cinderella.
Is it just like laying there? They didn't like bag it and tag it?
So maybe it's a different shoe, like somebody else lost a shoe because this was dark, like it was, you know, 3 a.m.
Yeah.
But when I walked by there today, I saw a shoe. So maybe it's a different shoe.
Okay.
It might have been bagged and or tagged. But in the same path where the one of the witnesses said he saw a girl run down the street and a police officer said, yeah, they dropped a shoe. I also found a shoe today. So who knows, wow. Right?
Wow.
Yeah, it's fucking wild, man. Like, and inside this office, daylight is coming through. The tire has smashed through, or was coming through. They put up a big tarp to stop water from getting in. Like,
but people. Like, is it like how big is the hole? Like,
so it's you'd have to push it. You'd have to open it more.
Okay.
To crawl through. It's not like a straight hole. Like you could just crawl in through like a video game. Like it's. This is where I learned that I don't know how walls work.
Okay.
There are way more parts of walls than
an exterior in particular. Interior walls is just studs and drywall, but like exterior walls have, you know, like lath and stuff like that. They've got
many
layers. Insulation. Yeah.
So it busted through to where like there are parts where daylight was coming through, but there was no contiguous, you know, place where a person could crawl through.
Okay.
You know, like you have to break it through. You could, if you kick that really, you know, like you could get into the house,
right, you know? But it would be it would take a while unless they come back with another car to finish the job.
Soften it up for you. Just soften it up for me.
Yeah, pickle jar, you know.
there was a bunch of in that room is really surreal. So the wall that the car hit, I had a desk up against it that had two lamps on it.
Okay.
The desk scooted out, like shot away from the wall because the baseboard flew out. And then both lamps were leaning like a hair, like leaning on the wall, almost on their sides. Like if the desk had been pushed a little bit further, the lamps would have fell.
Oh,
but I'm not saying that to be like, you know, the lamps almost breaking is not the, you know, the draw of the story.
No, but it paints a very particular
surreal scene.
Yeah, and also like it gives you like some weird particulars about like the speed of the collision too. Like it was enough to overcome the friction of the table legs against the floor, but not of the lamps against the table. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, like pulling a tablecloth off that had like
dishes
on it almost.
Wow.
Yeah, it is fucking wild. The yard was full of debris. Like glass and shit like that.
Yeah.
I had to call the property management company, and it was funny because I called them and I was like,
hey, a car hit the house.
Leave a message, or there's a maintenance emergency. And I was like,
which
some maintenance, you know,
this is like, this is a criminal incident.
Come out and be like, well, you know,
it's not a burst pipe. It's a car that hit your house at 3 AM.
Yeah. Into the wall. So I just left a message and said like, hey, you know, a car hit the house. Like
whenever it's convenient, no hurry.
Next day I talked to the guy and they've been really cool. And then I met the owner for the first time.
I
rent this place from a thing and he was cool too. Like he wasn't a jerk and they got people out to clean up the debris because it was just like the yard was full of glass and like parts of car.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and they towed the cars off that night. They towed the cars away. Mm-hmm. Of course, there's still like signs of it. Like the yard is all torn up.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's tire tread tracks on the sidewalk, like scraped in.
Yeah.
You know, so you could definitely, you know, if you have the visual calculus score, you could figure out what was happened here even now.
Wow. So that's fucking wild.
And it's 2 weeks before I move.
Yeah.
Like literally just under the wire. And at first my thought was, that's shitty luck. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, no, that's actually really good luck because somebody's going to buy this house and like maybe a kid has that room.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or something. Like the fact that was me moving out, I'm not the owner, and that room was just being used for storage. Like in terms of a car at 3 a.m. jumping the curve and crashing into your house, I think this is probably the best it could go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not to bright side it too much, but no, like,
it's not bright siding if you do it yourself. Like
if
I said that to you, that would be kind of a dickish thing to do. Because we know each other, but also like, I don't know. I was worried when I saw this, like, holy shit. I woke up in the middle of the night and I was just checking Twitter cause I couldn't sleep. And I was like, oh, you led with, I'm okay. But also like, I don't know, you can be physically okay. This would rattle my sense of self, like of well-being, like security is what it would be.
The night of I had good humor about it because I was in a haze.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm pretty good in like emergency situations like that.
Uh-huh.
It's had a surprisingly long tail. Like I have not really been able to get back to sleep very well. And it is like pretty shaking.
Yeah.
You know, again, even though like I'm fine, you know, like I don't want to overstate it just because it's like, it's a big deal, but also people deal with things that are way more serious.
But also like, this has to be one of the strangest things that's ever happened to you.
Oh yeah. Like this is, you know, you never forget your first. I think that's what you said. Like, I can't remember the joke you made.
No, I said you never forget your first. And even by the sixth or seventh, it's still hard.
Weirdly enough, the first, this late in life, the first time a car crashed into my house.
Yeah. Well, you fired back. You said it's like building a tolerance to poison or whatever. Yeah.
I'm going to do the wheel and then eventually you can try to drive an entire semi through and I'll just shrug it off.
I thought of a response to that, but it was way too late. What I was going to say was, that's why every day when I leave the house, I throw a micro machine at my house.
I threw a micro machine at my house right now, it'd be deeply triggering for my house.
How's Pocket? Like, I know Pocket's physically okay, but is he shook, or is it just like, whatever, I don't understand anything that happens anyway?
So, night of, very shook. Okay. Now he desperately wants to get into that office, and when he does, he immediately runs to the hole in the wall.
Of course.
So there's smells coming from there.
Right.
So I have to work really hard to keep him out of there because I don't want him to try to crawl into the wall.
No. Get on the wall.
Get a Charlie situation going on. Exactly what I need here.
Yeah.
But everything is like as okay as it can be. And the next place I'm living is on like an embankment.
Okay.
So you'd have to get to some like GTA shit to like run into that house, that apartment. But yeah, boy, was it fucking weird. You never think it'll happen to you.
No, it's just, you never think you're going to get into a car accident when you're not fucking driving.
Yeah. The landlord at my new place, like I haven't gone and picked up the key yet. And I was like, hey, like I need to actually delay that a little bit because this thing happened, believe it or not. And he didn't respond to me. And then when he did, he didn't say anything about it. And I wonder if he thinks that like I did it or like I put Jeep pheromones on the house or something.
Just spraying some new car smell on the outside.
Yeah. The barely legal car smell, you know.
just one that just like, you know, just has overdue tags or hasn't passed its emission test.
yeah, this has barely been tested, baby. It was also goddamn one of the things I was thinking about with it is that I've now got three. This has bumped my like two truths and a lie thing.
Okay.
You know, because previous to this, my two truths and a lie thing is I can say, honestly, my band opened up for Barack Obama and I've been struck by an arrow, and both of those things are true.
Okay.
And, you know, then I would make up some kind of lie, but I feel like this bumps the arrow one, you know, because now I can be like, yeah, a car crashed into my house.
Okay. Well, the nice part is if you have three truths to bring to a two truths and a lie party, you can gauge the audience. You can game it. Yeah.
I can set up a two truths and a lie table, like a two card Monty.
just be like Steven Crowder sitting there. A car didn't crash into my house. Convince me I'm wrong.
Like $20 if you can guess the truth. the lie.
Yeah. Cheese it at the bus.
Yeah, get some rubes. Like, officer, I don't have the time to explain to you what I did wrong.
This is a very confusing crime. Oh God, I'm really happy you're okay. I'm very happy you're okay.
Me too. I'm really lucky in that regard. I've never been like had a bone broken or, you know, been injured in that way. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had like muscle and bone injuries and nerve injuries that happen from just being alive, but not, you know, traumatic ones.
Yeah.
And I have a friend who lives in New York who a guy who was suiciding by cop
and
plowed through a crowd of diners.
Like on a sidewalk, like outside of tables, cafe tables. Oh, that's awful.
Yeah. It really sucks for my friend. She, you know, is really hard, long traumatic recovery. And she sued the shit out of her, you know, the city and the place where she worked where that was happening because they didn't have, you know, they put up barriers.
They didn't put up the bollards. Yeah.
They didn't do anything, you know, about it. It was an unsafe area. So yeah, but like, it just, you know, it could be way worse, but man, it was fucking wild. And I am ready for the tale of it to be over.
Yeah.
I don't know what I need to do to sleep soundly again.
You're in the middle, you know, moving is stressful anyway. And also we've got a lot of work going on and stuff. Like,
well, I got other shit going on in my life I'm not talking about as well. Like, right. it's not a great time here at Casa Gary. And then like, this has to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a confluence of stuff. Shit, man.
Yeah. A lot of stress in a really short amount of time. It's not great.
Well, hey, at least it became content. High five.
Yeah. Well, hey, it took my mind off of Chaos Legion for a moment. Hey, reviewer who says that Chaos Legion is genius. What do you think now? Like, it pales in comparison to my real life shit.
Yeah. Oh, you think this is outrageous and wacky? Let me reiterate: a car ran into my house at 3 a.m.
Yeah, your house 3 a.m. I know where, like a car would crash into a car, except for my house, which was stationary at the time.
It is one of the more witching hours.
Yeah.
Fuck, boy. Dude! Wow. We're a little over time. I know you've got to do stuff. Thank you, Joelle, for backing this.
And Super Mario 3D World.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Joel. We appreciate you, and we appreciate everybody listening. Mm-hmm. If you like this show, you can sponsor an episode by going to patreon.com/darkfeedtv or get extra episodes. You can also leave us ratings or reviews on Apple Podcasts or Podcast Addict, and we appreciate all of that.
We definitely do. I think that's everything. I'm just going to say, as we always do, and in the episode, like our friend at Chris Wiley on Twitter always says, until next time, rest easy in the arms of Buffo.
Will do.
That's what you need. The reassurance of a strong clown.